before the American Revolution. It's exactly what was going on. Read the Declaration. Look at exactly what they were complaining about. It's exactly the same stuff.
Hey guys, welcome back. Sean from SGT Report with another important broadcast. That was our friend, author, and show host, Brent Johnson. Did you know your government is now completely lawless? Well, so is the IRS. So happy tax day. Guys, we're going to dig into this deep so you can extricate yourself from this criminal system. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about a great sponsor. We've told you the truth about the destruction and the demise of the US dollar and its purchasing power on this channel for more than a decade. So how do you feel about leaving your money in the bank? Not great, right? It's losing value every single day because it's being debased. So if it's stressing you out, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real, tangible wealth. And by the way, gold just broke a new all-time high in USD. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but guess what? Gold was. It's a reliable, dependable, and authentic way to protect your wealth. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They always have your back. Noble Gold Investments is the same. Their American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. Now, there's no guarantee of any kind with any investment, so do your own due diligence, but you'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you from Noble Gold. So no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com, thephaser.com, and of course, thelibertymill.com. Thanks for finding us on BitChute or Rumble or at SGTReport.com. Guys, April 15th, a day that will live in infamy for so many reasons, not the least of which is your government is stealing from you and giving to those who don't pay, or countries that don't pay taxes. And I got to tell you, Edward Snowden sounds the alarm today. He says this is the most important thread this year. What's he talking about? Well, the NSA is just days away from taking over the internet. And it's not on the front page of any Mockingbird mainstream media newspaper because no one seems to have noticed, and those who have noticed are trying to bury the truth. If the bill becomes law, any company or individual that provides any service whatsoever may be forced to assist in NSA surveillance as long as they have access to equipment on which communications are transmitted or stored, such as routers, servers, cell towers, etc. Friends, the tyranny that's enveloping our nation, I just can't overstate how late the hour is and how much we need divine intervention and action from patriots to save us from the brink of total totalitarian destruction. I'm very glad to welcome back to the show, Brent Johnson. You know the website, I'll link it below. Brent, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me back, Sean. And I just heard that for the first time from you, and that's very disturbing.
Very disturbing indeed in this absolute dystopic nightmare in which we now find ourselves. By the way, this is Brent's website, guys, freedomradio.us. Video, over 20,000 dead voters tried to register to vote. They just want to continue to steal elections to bring us to the brink of absolute despair. I want to read a few paragraphs from Brent's recent article called The Presumption of Innocence. It's right here. Let me read this for you guys. The world has literally become an insane asylum where basic values have been turned upside down, wrong has become right, and lies are treated as truth. In today's world, almost all governments are acting like dictators, viewing their citizens as subjects who must obey the despotic edicts of frequently unelected individuals who seek to rule the world, or at least their small portion of it. Think Klaus Schwab, think Bill Gates. Whatever the power-hungry tyrants want is declared to be the truth, even though it is a lie. The world exists in a constant state of emergency in which the people are told they must sacrifice their freedoms to accommodate the emergency state of affairs that exists. The world is ruled by emergency powers and authoritarian dictates, which are enforced by unlawful mandates imposed on ordinary people by frequently unelected individuals. I could go on and on, but I have the author right here. Brent, we are between a rock and a hard place, man.
Well, I'll tell you something. Yeah, people have forgotten, or all but forgotten, that our system, and I mean the United States of America, our system, our constitutional republic, was founded on the judicial principle that everybody is innocent until proven guilty. And that's underlying everything that America is supposed to be. And we have all but forgotten it. Today, you get somebody puts a post up, okay, on some social media website claiming that somebody is doing something very bad. Doesn't matter who the somebody is. Doesn't matter what the bad thing is. But suddenly you get armies of people getting on board and saying, yeah, this guy should be, you know, drawn and quartered. Yeah, he's guilty. He's guilty. Do you remember? And I don't know how you personally feel about it, but do you remember the O.J. Simpson trial? Now, this is what, 40 years ago, longer, 40 years ago, something like that. And in the O.J. Simpson trial, just about everybody had a clear opinion on it. You know, he's guilty. He's not guilty. I know he's guilty. I know he's not guilty. When the truth is, you don't know anything. All you do is get the information that comes from the mainstream media. You get the information that comes from the government press releases. And how do you know it's true? But the assumption was that he's guilty. He's guilty. He's guilty. Well, that's gotten 10 times worse since OJ's case. And today it happens all the time that people are assumed to be guilty. And what that says to me is that we have all but forgotten that our entire system of government is based on the principle that everyone is innocent
until proven guilty. No, you're 100% right. Now, here's the thing about OJ. I did live through that, and we watched that live, the whole Bronco chase. I remember it like it was yesterday. And, you know, my presumption was that he probably did kill those people. And evidently, the word is he made his offspring, his kids, sign an NDA while he was on his deathbed. One wonders if maybe he didn't confess. But that over AJ, Alex Jones, right? Railroaded into a kangaroo court where the judge literally told the jury, you're not here to find this man innocent or guilty. He's guilty. Your job is to figure how much money he should pay. Meanwhile, we have this CIA guy being caught on tape going out for a date with another man who he wanted to evidently have sex with, saying that, yes, oh, yeah, we came after. That was the CIA that seeded that. The CIA wanted to cut Alex Jones' legs off, just like they're doing to Donald J. Trump, where today, as we're having this conversation, his Stormy Daniels trial begins. And now they're telling us it's not about a hush money sex cover up. It's about election interference, Brent, if you believe that. So Trump, guilty until proven innocent. AJ, guilty until proven innocent.
And William Blackstone, who is one of the judicial founders of the United States of America, William Blackstone said back in 1760, I would rather have 10 guilty people go free than one innocent incarcerated. And then Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin both expanded on that to the effect of, I'd rather have 100 guilty men go free than one innocent incarcerated. In other words, the whole premise was that independence, freedom, personal liberty is so important that you never, ever, ever convict an innocent person of something because he or she is innocent. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's more convenient. It doesn't matter if it represents notches on a prosecutor's belt. You don't do it, period. We've completely abandoned that. And today, it's just about who can we go against. It's the modern day version of lynch mobs. You know, remember way back when there were lynch mobs, literally lynch mobs, people were being hanged simply because their skin was black. You know, and it's a horrible set of circumstances, which is why I was moved to write that article about the presumption of innocence. That's my way of attempting to inject into the ether the concept that we need to go back to sanity. We need to go back to a system where we are seeking genuine justice, not the convenient way of doing things, not the advertising selling points. You know, we have to go back to what's true and what's right and what's just. And it starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with the audience here. And we're the ones who have to take it and start watering those seeds and nurturing those seeds to get it back into our system, which is one of the ways our system had become such a great country. Today, it is not.
Do you think that the best way to do that is to opt out of the system, is to remove yourself from their jurisdiction? And we'll talk about taxes in just one second, because the IRS is evidently up to all forms of criminality using AI. Again, we'll play that clip in just one second. But when you have courts like the ones in New York and the ones in California literally turning into banana republic kangaroo courts, the system has been hijacked. So how in the world do we do what you just said when the whole system is now basically running like communist China, or not the whole system, but some portions of the system, like these courts I just described?
There is Thomas Paine. Thomas Paine is my favorite founding father. I love Thomas Jefferson, but Thomas Paine really, really goes to my heart. And he wrote a brilliant essay in the 18th century called Common Sense. If you've never seen it, you can get it. It's worth reading. At the time, everybody read it. And in Common Sense, he described government at its very best as a necessary evil. Now, most people take that writing, take that quote to mean that government is necessary. But I take that to mean, and I never forget this, that government is fundamentally evil. This is important because if you understand that government is necessarily evil, then you do not take actions to support the government. You don't get in bed with the devil. You don't go out there and take from the evil government. And a perfect example of that is, how many people are on some kind of welfare today? It's all promoted. You can get this drug and that drug and the other pharmaceutical, and it won't cost you anything because Medicare is going to pay for it. Everything is about money. Everything is about enticing you to do things based on it being cheap, it not being costly to you. And of course, people come out, well, I'm very, very ill and I can't afford a doctor or something, you know, so what else am I going to do? And that rationale is what is used to help promote the evil that is government. So the answer to your question is, truly, if you are going to do what is just and righteous, you stop using the government for anything. You stop paying the government. You stop taking from the government. You know, the government was not created to feed you when you're hungry. The government was not created to help make you healthy when you're sick. It's not the purpose of government. Government will tell you that its main purpose is to keep people safe. That's not true. Read the Declaration. All the foundation of the entire foundation of the United States of America is in the Declaration, not the Constitution. And right after, the sacred words of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the very next words are, to secure these rights, governments are instituted. In other words, the only purpose of government, the only purpose, is to protect the free exercise of your God-given rights and nothing else. It is not for the government to feed you. It is not for the government to educate you. It is not for the government to give you something, because the government doesn't have anything. And anything that you are given by the government is taken from other people who may not be as well off as you. And that means that it is fundamentally immoral for you to take government benefits. And the argument, well, I paid into it, I'm entitled to something back. You're still dealing with a fundamental evil. And when you support an evil, you become complicit to the evil that that evil does. So the answer to your question is, the proper thing to do is stop using the government for purposes for which it was not created. You know, that's the real answer to it. And most people won't do that.
Most people
won't buy into that. No.
Most people aren't going to listen to this show. Most people are sheeple people. Give me liberty or give me death. How far we have come from those words, guys. Most people don't even recognize what liberty is anymore, as this country has us $34, $35 trillion in debt, and it's just never going to end. By the way, over at the Phaser today, 5G is messing with the birds, and the birds know. Check that one out. You can also go and check out everything from Gateway Pundit, Epoch Times, Sarah Westall, QAnon, Zero Hedge, Lou Rockwell, The Hagman Report. You guys get it. This is a great one-stop shop. But here's where we're going to switch over to the IRS, using artificial intelligence to spy on and access your bank account without a search warrant. Friends, we've jumped the shark. How much more of this despotic dystopia do you want? How much will you allow? Listen.
Is that the IRS has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist. And what they found is that the IRS has claimed that they have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure that they are paying their taxes. This is such a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment that we have, Jim Jordan and I, sent a letter to the IRS demanding that they provide additional information about what they are doing with AI and what they are doing to protect the civil rights of American citizens.
So, Congresswoman, what's the end game here? Because at the end of the day, you can't put the AI genie back in the bottle, and it's so easy to use these technologies in the way that you're suspecting the IRS is. How do you protect American citizens and our constitutional rights?
Well, one of the things is we need a new administration in November, because this administration has been absolutely lawless in terms of its surveillance of us, of members of Congress, of local officials, of people who are protesters, of voters. This administration has completely ignored the Bill of Rights, whether it's the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. They have weaponized the government against us. So one of the things we have to do is we have to have a new administration come this November.
All right, Brent, I'm coming back to you. Whether or not you agree with her about a new administration fixing Jack Diddley, obviously the one we have right now is completely treasonous in my view, and her words might be the title of this video: absolutely lawless.
Well, and the truth is that the administration, or rather the regime, you'll notice, by the way, propaganda 101, any stories that talk about governments allied with the United States have governments that are referred to as administrations. Any stories that talk about governments that are not allied with the United States have their governments referred to as regimes. Check it out. You'll find out. It's always true. Except on my website. I call them all regimes. And the political regime, with all due respect to President Donald J. Trump, who is still president, with all due respect to him, that's not the solution. The solution is to punish people who violate the law in government, or punish people in government who violate the law. The Constitution, by the way, there are no constitutional rights. The Constitution is a restriction on government. You don't get your rights from government. Endowed by your creator, you were not created by the Constitution. The government was. So the Constitution, there are constitutional guarantees, constitutional protections, but not constitutional rights. And when the government, anyone in government, elected or appointed, violates the prohibitions in the Constitution, that person is breaking the law. And the government is staffed with criminals who seek to violate the Constitution. What we have to do is we have to develop and impose justice on those people, punishment for what they have done. The Constitution is like a whip and a chair. and the government is like a beast or a lion. You put a whip in a chair in a cage with a lion, what happens? Nothing happens. There's something missing. What's missing is the lion tamer, the one who picks up the whip in the chair and wields it to tame the beast. We, the people, you, me, the audience, we are the lion tamers, and we have been sorely remiss in our duty, and that is why we have all these problems. The actual solution is we need to pick up the whip and the chair, and we need to beat down the government thugs, the government criminals, and put them away and deprive them of their liberty and deprive them of their lives if the offenses warrants it. We need to be the protectors of our country, because that's what we haven't been doing, and that's the reason why. Think of it like children. You have children. When they're very young, what do? They all do the same thing. They push the envelope. How far can I go before somebody stops me? And they will do things that they know are wrong, they know are bad, but they'll do it anyway. And some parents will come in and say, I'm going to punish you for that. And it ends up hurting. I know my dad used to take the strap. If you got my mom angry, oh boy. And what my dad did was nothing compared to my mom. My mom would take a wooden hanger to us. I did not grow up thinking that I was abused. Rather, I grew up in a family that loved us and showed it all the time. But if we crossed a certain line, we were punished. Now, children, if they cross a line and you don't punish them, well, they say, okay, I got away with that. Now what more can I get away with? That's exactly what's happening in the government. Yeah. They get away with this. Nobody punishes them. So what more can they do? You want it to stop? You start imposing consequences on the criminals in government. That's how you stop it.
All right. Well, let me show you another news item, because here's some people that ought to be punished. So everybody was pissed off on Friday when FISA was reauthorized without warrant protections against the FBI spying on Americans. Then Florida Rep. Paulina pulled a rare parliamentary move to force a revote tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. If your GOP representative is on the list of these 86 traitors, you might want to give them a call. Now, I fully understand this vote will have occurred before you all see this video, but you get the point. We are being sold out at every turn by the deep state and those that want to play ball with the deep state. So I think the time has come for each and every one of us to draw our own personal line in the sand and take action. And for many of us, that's opting out of this criminal system and opting out of playing ball with the IRS, which I think is a completely logical constitutional thing to do. Am I wrong, Brent?
No, you're completely right. And the people themselves are the rulers of this country. We are the sovereign rulers of the country, the kings and the queens. And the government represents our public servants. And we have not done our duty. What do you think Jefferson and Franklin and Patrick Henry and Thomas Paine would do today? They would be planning and mounting a revolution. That's exactly what they would do. But today we are so comfortable. Life has been made so comfortable. As long as I have my six pack of beer and my football and my baseball and my basketball, I'll be happy. I'll be content. And Thomas Jefferson said it best. He said that liberty requires eternal vigilance. You never get to sit back and rest. You're always on guard at the evil that seeks to undermine your fundamental rights. And that's what we lack. That the answers have always been with the kings and queens of America, which is you and me and our audience and everybody else. We're the ones who hold the answer, and we're the ones who hold back the answer. And the truth is that until we have a revolution, it's not going to change. It really and truly won't. We have militia. We have millions of militia members in our country. They have hundreds of millions of firearms. They are well-trained. Many of them are former military. They understand chain of command. They understand wartime strategy. They understand how to do things, how to get things done. But they're still sitting back and not doing it. And it's not just the so-called militias. It's everybody. And until we actually fight back, you know, every time the government does something like what you just said, this FISA vote. Okay, every time the government does something, there is an unspoken question that is asked of the American people. And that question is, what are you going to do about it? We need to start answering that question. You know, Mikki Klann, you may have heard of her. Mikki Klann recently facilitated a gathering in a meeting of the Arizona Board of Supervisors, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. And she was accusing them of all kinds of stuff, and they ultimately walked out. And she took that as a victory. Now, it was a victory of sorts, but only a partial victory, because the next day, those same supervisors were back in their offices doing the same stuff they've been doing. So whatever she said didn't have teeth to it. Several years back, when George W. Bush was president, he was actually approached and somebody actually served him. It's amazing they got to him to do it. But somebody served him with something called a writ of quo warranto. A writ of quo warranto. It's spelled like the word warrant with an O at the end. A writ of quo warranto is essentially a demand for you to show your authority. And it was served on George W. Bush and nothing happened. Why did nothing happen? Because there was no enforcement of it. He just went about doing what he did, you know, and people forgot all about it. The enforcement is what's missing, whether it be in a common law assembly, and they do exist, or in a militia, or just in your neighborhood. There must be enforcement. If these people violate you in every way possible, what are you going to do about it? And ultimately, when you take action, they're going to escalate it. There is nothing anybody could ever have done to get Adolf Hitler to step down peacefully. It could not happen. It would not happen. It was not his character. And this is the big strength of the government, that the government will not stop. It will never get to a point where it says, we've got enough regulations and we've got enough taxes, we're going to stop now. Never, never going to happen. So people will be pushed further and further, squeezed tighter and tighter. And everybody in the world has that tolerance line in the sand that you just mentioned. Everybody's got one. It's different for you than for me, than for somebody else. But we all have one. And when you're pushed over that line, you do push back. It is better if we push back with thoughtfulness than if we simply react to a bad situation. But one way or another, sooner or later, we will push back. And when we push back, it's going to be nasty, it's going to be ugly, and probably a lot of people will end up dying. And I'm sad about that. But Jefferson himself said we should have an armed revolution every 20 to 25 years, just so we don't forget what it's all about. And that's what we're lacking today. And I'm not sitting here saying, go get your firearms and go shooting up the streets. That's absolutely not. But we have to be willing to do something. You know what Mikki Klann could have done and should have done is she should have next day marched into the offices of the Board of Supervisors with compatriots who were armed and ready, if necessary, to enforce that. And then she should have walked in and taken the people who were the Board of Supervisors out of the office, removed them, and said, you are being removed from office. Well, I'm going to call the police. Go ahead and call the police. You have to be willing to stand up to the evil, or the evil will never go away. And it doesn't matter who's in office. The evil needs to be removed. The cancer needs to be cut out of the body.
Well, we're on the same page, but here's the thing about Mickey Klein and what you just suggested that probably has many of us sort of thinking about, you know, what would the outcome actually be? We know what the outcome should be in a just world, but things are so upside down now in our banana republic that in New York State, they are arresting property owners who show up at the home that they own to try to evict a squatter. And the squatter calls the police. And guess who's getting arrested in New York State? The homeowners. This isn't an isolated case of one or two people. This is now a chronic problem, Brent. That's how upside down our quote unquote just system has become.
Absolutely. But it's not the end there. When the police come to arrest you, why do you go with them?
Because if you don't, it'll be resisting, and now you're facing a felony. I mean, they just
so you're afraid the government's going to come down on you
because the government is overtly tyrannical, especially in states like New York and California and Illinois, etc.
Do you think that anything different happened before the American Revolution? It's exactly what was going on. Read the Declaration. Look at exactly what they were complaining about. It's exactly the same stuff. Okay, and they had soldiers and they had guns and they were willing to use them. So you either stand up against it, and some people will be hurt by that. Mm-hmm. In war, there are casualties. You either stand up against it or you don't.
Yeah, no, wait. And I want to back you up. You're right. There are casualties. Let's not forget the Jan Sixers still rotting away in those Gitmo style prisons in Washington, D.C. or Virginia. Virginia. Some of these guys, like I think Stuart Rhodes, have been sentenced to 21 years. I mean, so we have, I just want to make the point, we have political prisoners right now in this country, people who show up for a redress of grievances over a stolen election on January 6th. And those people are in prison or facing prison.
Yes, and you've got congressmen, most of them, who have no oaths of office, which means they're not allowed to sit in Congress. They should be physically removed. The government's not going to remove them. So the only people who could remove them are we the people. It's bloody, it's disgusting, it's ugly, it's painful, and it's dangerous. But it's the only solution. Now, okay, this we can go on with this for hours and hours and hours, but there's something I want to tell you that goes back to what you said about the IRS and the AI and all of that stuff. Years ago, because I had foresight, I had my webmaster do some research. And what I asked him was, I want you to find me a internet service provider that does not route through the United States. Now, this was a tall order, and he looked for a long time. He found two, and only two, in the entire world. One of which was in Western Canada and one of which was in New Zealand. I moved my online presence to one of those two providers. And subsequent to then, there were some heavy-duty attacks from the United States on my website, from the Department of Defense of all places. I don't know why. Every one of those attacks was beaten down by my internet service provider, because they don't care. They do not care what the U.S. does. They are not allowed to interfere with this particular provider. And they didn't let it happen, and they beat them back. My point being that if what the IRS is doing is using AI to go after everybody, you stop making yourself so available to these people. Stop living online. Stop, you know, if you want to buy my book, you have to go either to the post office or Walmart or someplace and get a money order and put it in the mail and mail it to me where it comes to my mailing service and then gets forwarded to me. So it doesn't happen overnight, and it's not easy, but it is private. I believe without privacy, you have no liberty. And so to me, privacy is far more important than convenience. And so I don't make as much money. I don't have as large a clientele as the next guy does. but my clientele are with me for decades and come back when they've gone decades later, because I'm one of the very few who genuinely walks my talk and provides real solutions. If they're not as convenient, they are more private. So there are things that people can do. Not all of them require taking up firearms, you know, but some of them do. But the point is that you need to stop doing what you are told to do, what the media suggests you do, what the advertisers recommend you do, what the so-called professionals advise you to do. You need to, if you knew you were king, if you knew you were queen of your own life, then the buck stops with you. You don't go take what other people tell you to do and do it.
No, we understand all that, and we appreciate that information about the IPs and your service provider, and there are steps we can all take. Now, as you know,
by the way, we can get you your website on one of these providers. It's one of the things we do. If your site is small, we can do it as an adjunct to our site. If your site is large, we can put you in direct contact with them and get your internet presence outside of the United States.
Okay. Well, we've been having conversations about this tax issue, the IRS, the State of the Union with people like KL, retired medical doctor, and Rex Freedom from the freedompeople.org. And of course, you, Brent. And what Rex told us is that every state ceded itself to the District of Columbia. So the states are being operated as businesses and basically as for-profit corporations. So for anybody who believes, and by the way, when I mentioned some of the steps one can take to opt out lawfully from this IRS death grip, when I covered that with KL and Rex Freedom, I got a really scathing email from somebody. I had to finally block this person because I got three exceedingly angry emails in a row from this person saying, nobody can afford to pay for basic needs today, groceries, rent, and now you're going to get people in trouble with the IRS. You should be ashamed of yourself. So I had to explain myself to the guy, and then I politely blocked him because I don't have time for that. I'm trying to find solutions here. I'm trying to peacefully take action to take our nation back. So what is the State of the Union, in your view, for people like that who don't understand it is our duty to throw off this tyranny?
Well, in the first place, let's look at the IRS. The IRS was incorporated in 1933 in Delaware as the Internal Revenue Tax and Audit Service, Inc. It is a private corporation owned entirely by the Department of Treasury Corp., which was incorporated in the state of Maryland in 1931. The Department of Treasury Corp. is a private corporation owned entirely by, wait for it, the Federal Reserve System. So, number one, the Federal Reserve is the grandfather corporation to the IRS. When you pay money to the IRS, it goes directly to the Federal Reserve as payment of the federal debt. Debt that has been created by the unconstitutional use of fiat currency, which results, every time you spend a dollar, it results in debt, because a dollar is a note. It says Federal Reserve note. A note is an instrument of debt. When I pay you a dollar, I create a dollar in debt. I make a promise to pay $1. Now, when you pay me a dollar back, you create a second dollar in debt. Again, a promise to pay $1. The two debts cancel each other out, but the interest remains the same. If you look in the Federal Reserve Act, which, by the way, you will find under the Department of Agriculture. Yes, that's where it is. You'd never know it. And in it, it specifically says that all interest payments are to be made in gold. They knew exactly what they were doing. So by using the fiat currency, they create $35 trillion in debt that your income tax is used to pay, meaning that the money you pay to that income tax actually leaves the United States of America. It goes out of the country. None of it goes to the roads, the infrastructure, the education, or anything else. it goes out of the country. If everybody stopped paying income tax tomorrow, there would be a massive infusion into the American economy that is currently being siphoned out of it. That is the answer to the person who says that, look, you're getting these people to be frightened and all this. No, the truth is that what you do is you stop paying them. You stop sending your money that you earn from your labor out of your own country. That's what you do. Now, that's just dealing with the IRS itself. Now, talk about the tax. In the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, it says not once but twice, there shall be no direct taxation without apportionment. Direct taxation means a tax on life, liberty, or property. There are no taxes on any of those things. So the question comes, what is the income tax? It's not a tax on you. Okay. And as a matter of fact, the IRS will even tell you our system is based on voluntary compliance because there cannot be a mandatory tax on your earnings. That would be a direct tax, which is unconstitutional. Furthermore, the 16th Amendment is irrelevant. People say 16th Amendment granted the government new taxing powers. That's not true. You know, how do you know it's true? If you look at the 15th Amendment and the 17th and the 18th and just about every other amendment except the 16th, you will find something called an enabling clause. An enabling clause reads something like, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. That's a federal enabling clause. The reason that clause exists in the 14th and 15th and 17th and 18th amendments is because the Constitution is a document of negative authority. If the Constitution does not authorize something, it cannot be done by the government. And so all those other amendments authorize Congress to enforce the article by appropriate legislation. The 16th Amendment doesn't, which means it's completely meaningless. No taxes are levied, assessed, or enforced by virtue of the 16th Amendment. It is a voluntary system. Now, how do you volunteer? Well, you're working for somebody and you fill out a W-4 form. W-4, if you read the actual form, the title of it, it is a request for withholding allowance. You are making a request that a portion of your otherwise non-taxable compensation for labor, you're making a request that a portion of that be withheld by your employer and sent forwarded over to the Internal Revenue Tax and Audit Service, Inc. That's what you're doing. So number one, you're volunteering that way. Number two, when you fill out a 1040 form or a 1040Z or whatever you use, and you write in there, I earn $50,000 in taxable income, and you sign your name to it, you've just volunteered. That's what you have done. Or what most people do. Most people don't want to deal with the taxes because the tax code is impossible to understand. So what do? They hire an accountant. An accountant is a CPA. CPA stands for Certified Public Accountant. The operative word is certified. Certified by whom? By the government. And the accountant is trained that every single piece of revenue that you get is taxable. And then the accountant is given power of attorney over you. Every accountant is. It's part of a standard hiring of an accountant. So that way the accountant can do up the return, sign your name to it, and bind you to it. That's how you volunteer. Now, I'm not saying just stop paying income tax because you've probably become ensnared by a web, and you have to extricate yourself from that web. Otherwise, there can be consequences and repercussions. It's not just an overnight thing, but there are things you can do. In my book, The American Sovereign, How to Live Free from Government Regulation, the actual process of getting rid of the Social Security number, which is necessary, okay, is outlined with sample documentation that you can send to Social Security and the IRS. Okay, but there are numerous things that should be done. It's not just about a document. It's not just about a particular filing. You should never forget that the people who staff the government are criminals. Criminals seek to take what's yours and make it theirs. So you are advised to protect your property before you go out and establish your liberty from the IRS. If you protect your property properly, there's nothing the IRS can do. That's where common law pure trusts come in. That's where you do things to make yourself as invisible as possible. I pay every lawful tax that I'm required to pay. Okay. And I have not been required to pay an income tax for decades. So I haven't. And they leave me alone. And I go on shows like this and they still leave me alone because I am effectively invisible to them. I do not have a social security number due to my sincere religious conviction, which is what gives them jurisdiction and places you under the control of the United States corporate government. Now, most people say, well, I'm not going to give them my social security number. I paid all that money into it. I want that money back. And again, it's all about the money. The truth is, the money you paid in social security went directly into the general fund and was spent. It was not put in an account reserved for you. The only reason you might get social security at some point in your life is because there are other people paying into it. It's a Ponzi scheme.
And the government will continue to issue new debt. At this point, $1 trillion in new debt is issued every 100 days to keep this banana republic afloat. As we drop bombs on people all over the world, it's really a bridge too far, and it's a bitter pill to swallow at this point because we all cherish what was once our beloved republic, and it feels so much that we've lost it, Brent. And I'll give you the final word, but then go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know that we cherish that republic. I don't know that we even understand the meaning of independence and what people died for because they valued it so highly. I don't think we really do understand that. We talk about our freedom. Okay. But the truth is, and you should ask this question on one of your shows, not one I'm on, just any show at all, and say, I want to hear from people. Okay. I want you to tell me something, anything that I can do in America that is not regulated by the government, anything. And the only answer I ever got to that was, well, you can breathe. That's about the only answer I ever got. That's the problem we're in. People don't value. If they valued our independence, if they valued the freedom on which our country was founded, they would be willing to stand up and tell the police, you're not going to take my child. This is my child. You're not going to take my child. I don't care what your regulations say. I don't care. And I will fight you and I will get my neighbors together and we will fight you. You want to fight? Fine. Because what happens to a bully when you stand up to him? A bully backs down. The government is a bully and they don't back down because nobody will stand up to them because you're all afraid. Scripture said to you, do not fear. Yet you who call yourself Christians, who call yourself, scriptural, who call yourself Muslims, who call yourself, Jews, whatever you call yourself, you say, I'm a Bible-believing person. But you don't go with the admonishment against fear. You let fear rule you, and that's why you're in the situation you're in today.
Well, we have a very recent litmus test for what happens when people do what you just described. A few years back, it was the Bundy Ranch standoff between members of the community and the Bundys and the Bureau of Land Management's tyranny. Now, this thing almost turned into a shooting war like Ruby Ridge, but fortunately, the community, which was well-armed and not willing to back down, got the BLM to turn tail and back down. And that is an example of what patriots can do in a free country when we practice our freedom, we practice our liberty. Guys, I'm going to leave a link below to two things. one of which is to thefreedompeople.org, because that conversation with Rex Freedom, he said it can give you a turnkey solution for all of this stuff, private member associations, non-taxable trusts, etc. You know, separate your corporate straw man from the natural man. But of course, you can get the same assistance from Brent Johnson if you choose to do so. What's the best way to get in touch with you, Brent?
Our website is www.freedomradio.us. freedomradio.us. Our phone number is toll-free, 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733. Our trusts are genuine common law pure trust organizations that have been protecting property rights for over 30 years, have never been successfully attacked, and they have been attacked by the IRS, and they have been attacked by the government, as well as individuals trying to pierce the trust veil, and nobody has succeeded. So we are very clear on how to go about standing against the government and protecting your rights and your property. I do suggest that you get a copy of my book, The American Sovereign, How to Live Free from Government Regulation. It is the number one book on sovereignty in the world. It is a tremendous volume. Check it out. Go to the website. Look under products, books. You'll find that there. Look under services. You'll find the trusts. You'll find what we call the Stealth LLC, which is the most private statutory entity you will find, as well as other artificial entities that can be used to protect your fundamental rights and make you more and more and more invisible. Because when you're invisible, they actually leave you alone. When they leave you alone, you get to live your life in peace and freedom, which is the entire objective. So give us a call, 888-385-FREE, or go to our website, www.freedomradio.us.
All right. Well, God bless you, man. One last comment. You mentioned a little something about maybe the one thing that this government does allow us to do, and that's breathe. I got bad news for you. They spray the the skies with so much aerosol, aluminum, barium, strontium, all this crap falling on us that we're breathing. We don't even get to breathe freely in this captured nation. I want to thank you so much, Brent.
It's been a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. And friends, the links are below. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Digest the information, tackle the information, think about it, buy the book. Get in tune with this subject. Start doing your own research so you get more comfortable with doing what has been described here. You can opt out of a criminal system. And in fact, in my view, it is your moral obligation to do so. So until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And I'll remind you for free, check us out to get the real news every single day, the antidote to corporate propaganda at sgtreport.com. Until next time, may God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
You know, why are they leaving the border wide open, saying it's closed and secure? You know, they're pushing tens of millions of illegals into this country, right? Why are they trying to increase that population so much?